You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
They give us a message that is Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'chuneka. So the Midrash is puzzled, and also the Gemara Masechet Berachot Daf Chaf, the 20th page, that the angels came to Ribono Shel Olam. And the question, how could the Kohanim just say Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'chuneka? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ha'el HaGadol Asher Lo Yisa Panim V'lo Yikach Shochad. That in Devarim, chapter 10, it says that Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, is not taking bribe. Lo Yisa Panim means that you cannot give Roshve to Ribono Shel Olam. But here the Kohanim, they say, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Hashem will accept Roshve from you. You can bribe Hashem. So the angel says, how could it be such a thing? You follow?
You can do a good thing and good deeds, and Hashem take that as a bribe.
Chas v'shalom.
You do good thing, ma'asim tovim.
Yes, that's true. But here, you cannot say that Hashem takes bribe. How could it be? It's asur. It says in the Torah, Ha'el HaGadol, Asher lo yisa panim velo yikach shochad.
Okay, you do the chesed and Hashem lift his face to us. He's not taking bribe.
Doing chesed is you're obligated to do chesed. You have to do. You have to give ma'aser, you have to give tzedakah, you have to care about another Yehudi, you have to smile at another Yehudi. That's not chesed.
No,
chas v'shalom. No, actually, it's a very, very severe punishment if you have gezer shena. If you wake somebody up and he was supposed to sleep, it's a very big avera.
So next Shabbat, Bezat Hashem, if somebody is sitting next to me, I do wake him up.
He's referring to some occasions.
I'm sorry?
He's referring to some occasions that I was sitting next to him.
No, Chas v'Shalom.
So during the Divrei Torah, we cannot wake up anybody?
No, Chas v'Shalom. No, Chas v'Shalom.
There's no bribe. Why call bribe?
What bribe?
Hashem doesn't take bribe.
Yeah. No, the pasuk says, it says lo yisa panim lo yikach shochad, because he uses two different terms, yisa panim and lo yikach shochad. That means they're related. It has the same message. So now that was the complaint of the angels. Ribit and Neshech. Ribit.
It's not the same thing, but you said one is Ribit both of the numbers. Ribit. Different kind of Ribit.
So yeah, but they're still the type of interest. They're both in a different type of interest, but they're both interest. But this is the same thing.
So much I even take a bribe from them.
I'm sorry? How can you go against the Torah? When the Torah says that Hashem doesn't, so how could Hashem do? That's what the Kohanim, they're telling us. Say, Yisa Hashem Panav Melecha
V'chunek. Maybe the second word is not...
Sorry?
The second word is not, doesn't mean bribe.
The second, it says Shochad. The first one, it says Yisa Panim. When it mentions in the same pasuk that mentions Yisapanim velo ikach shochar, that means they're related. They both have the same meaning. So now here the Gemara answers, Ribono Shalom responded to the angels. Hashem responded to the angels. This was the complaint of the angels. So Ribono Shalom said, How could I not to? I'm sorry?
This is nonsense.
I love you.
So he goes against his Torah. Hashem goes against his Torah.
I never know how to use the right words.
No. Now you have to have a proof that why Hashem accepts the bride. So now here Hashem says, I said in my Torah, V'achata v'savata v'rachta, that you have to eat and bless me. So when he says V'achata v'savata, so that means we're not obligated to bless Hashem unless we eat
60 gram bread.
60 gram bread. But my children, even when they eat
30 gram,
they still bless me. So how could I not accept bread from them? I said, you should eat 60 gram and bless me. They even when they eat 30 gram, they bless me. But what's the connection? Fine. We're eating 30 gram and we bless Hashem. That gives a...
What about 15 gram?
No.
No bread. Why not?
Because you're not going to really sustain. Sorry?
By definition, you are saying the less is better.
No, at least you cannot lie. You have to at least be fulfilled a lot of it. So the minimum is 30. Hashem says, I don't need you to bless me unless you eat 60 grams to be fulfilled. But my children, even though they eat 30 grams, they still bless me. So what's the connection here? Fine. We... Blessed Bono Shodam Shemikalam, it's not even we eat 30 gram. So, what has anything to do that? Yisa Hashem Panav Erecha V'chuneka? There's no connection. That's why Hashem made the angels quiet. The angels were complaining. Arav, Vayomer Abraham, he was the father-in-law of Rabbi Ovadia Zatzal. He has a sefer, his father-in-law. It's called Vayomer Abraham. He explains in his sefer about this subject in the Gemara. So he says, how could Hashem accept bribe for the sake that we bless Hashem even by eating 30 gram? What's the connection here? What's the connection? When you eat 60 gram and then you bless Hashem because it's V'achavta V'savata V'rachta. What does that mean?
You do the content with less also.
No, fine. When you eat 60 gram and then you bless Hashem, that means?
You do the mitzvah.
That means?
You're 100% satisfied.
You're satisfied. Thank you, Hashem. That you satisfied me, right? You know, I had the privilege to have bread on my table and then to bless you. So Rabbi Yomer Abraham says, when Hashem sees that even in 30 gram we see the greatness of Hashem, then Hashem realizes that, you know, my children, they are so appreciative. Even a little bit. It doesn't need to be $5 million.
$2.5 million.
Even $1,000, you see the galut of Hashem.
Even 15 grand is okay.
Even 15 grand.
So Hashem accepted the right.
If you're skinny, skinny. So that means Ribono Shel Olam says you can convince me. Why? Because you're so appreciative, and that's how it is. People, it's very hard for them to say thank you, to be appreciative. They come, go, they sit, they get up, and then they leave. You know, they don't notice nothing. Right. But when you see like a kid, thank you, Abba. Wow, you know, Abba comes in, you know, give him a massage, you know, bring him a nice cappuccino, you know. See what kind of feeling it gives you. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message of the Kohanei HaKodesh that they bless us every morning.
Amen.
Amen. As long as you make an effort, no matter what mitzvah it is, and you appreciate it, what Hashem is doing for you on a daily basis, Ribono Shel Olam closes his eyes. He doesn't notice our wrongdoing. That's what the bribe is all about. That's what the bribe is given. And that the bribe is taken. Why? You know, I didn't see. How? When you realize every little bit is a... It's a privilege. Every little bit. You're not looking for the big things. That means when you are looking for big things and you're not satisfied, that means you think the Ribono Shel Olam has no awareness what you need. And your heart to be pleased. So then that way you cannot bribe the Ribono Shel Olam.
$5 million, maybe 50.
Hashem is Akeno to be able to bribe you, Ribono Shel Olam, by good mitzvot and appreciative.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.